Audiobook coming soon. Prefer listening over reading? The audiobook version of The Philosophy of Markets is currently in production and will be available soon on Spotify. Stay tuned for an immersive experience, narrated to match the tone and clarity of the writing, built for reflection on the go. Here's a glimpse inside. Excerpt of introduction from The Philosophy of Markets by Syed Hamid Fatimi. Markets aren't chaotic, they're choreographed. Today, I'm excited to share the release of my latest book, The Philosophy of Markets. This book has been years in the making, not because it was difficult to write, but because it required stepping back from everything I thought I knew about finance. The result is not a manual. It's not a collection of techniques or forecasts. It's a lens, a way of seeing the structure behind price, power, and belief in a system that governs more than just money. You're not just participating in the market, you're being positioned against. We often talk about markets as if they're neutral, guided by value, shaped by data, moved by reason. But in reality, they are adversarial systems built to reward asymmetry and punish predictability. Liquidity is harvested, not discovered, and most participants are not trading the market, they're the liquidity being extracted by it. The market does not reward logic. It rewards positioning before consensus. In a system where only a few can win, belief becomes the most valuable commodity. Not just your belief, but your ability to anticipate the crowd's belief and move ahead of it. This book explores how reflexivity, game theory, and psychological cycles intersect to form the engine behind modern financial movement. Bitcoin, DAOs, and decentralized finance are not just innovations, they are exits. This isn't just a critique of legacy systems. The second half of the book shifts toward the emerging alternatives: crypto, decentralized governance, on-chain reputation, and digital nationhood. These are not speculative fantasies. They are the beginning of a post-institutional world already under construction. Most participants enter with logic, strategy, and good intentions. They analyze trends, track indicators, respond to news. But beneath those layers lies something more fundamental: structure. And that structure is not neutral, it's adversarial. The market is not a fair exchange. It's a game of positioning, belief, and liquidity extraction. The illusion of free will. At any given moment, it feels like we're making independent choices, to enter, to exit, to hold. But when viewed from above, those choices become predictable. Traders place stops in the same places. They chase breakouts at the same time. They respond to the same headlines. If behavior is predictable, it can be exploited. And in most modern markets, it is. Liquidity doesn't just flow. It is engineered, drawn out of the crowd by deliberate traps. A breakout that triggers entries before reversing. A dump that induces panic selling before snapping back. These are not random events. They are strategic liquidity events, designed to activate emotion and extract capital. When emotion becomes structure, market psychology is often reduced to catchphrases: fear and greed, FOMO, diamond hands. But emotion in markets isn't noise, it's signal, it's structure. When enough people feel the same thing at the same time and act on it, they create the very movement they fear or chase. A single feeling scaled across thousands of traders becomes a cascade, a breakout, a blow off top, a capitulation wick. Emotion becomes liquidity, liquidity becomes movement, and movement becomes narrative. You think you're reacting to price, but price is reacting to you. The game behind the chart. The harsh truth is this: the market does not reward rationality. It rewards anticipation. It punishes visibility. It extracts from the majority to feed the minority. It is not just a mechanism of value. It is a system of belief. And once you begin to see markets this way, not as chaotic but choreographed, you stop asking, where is price going? And start asking, where are others exposed? You stop trading patterns and start observing behavior. You stop trying to be right and start trying to be early. The system beneath the screen. The most dangerous assumption is that the market is fair, that if we follow the data, trust the system, and act logically, we'll be rewarded. But logic is not immune to structure, and in a system built to extract from the obvious, the rational path often becomes the trap. Markets are not meritocracies. They are games of belief, deception, and design. The only question is, are you playing the game? Or are you being played by it? Explore the hidden architecture of modern markets. Buy The Philosophy of Markets on Amazon.